Nieta is racing Saturday at Rose Hill, the Starlight Stakes. By gee, she's been impressive this time in. And trainer John Thompson's with me. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Now, you must just be delighted with this mare, four-year-old, and she's flying at the moment.
Yeah, she's going through her grades very well. She's put a few very nice wins together. And her last win was probably her most impressive. It was very good.
You must be rapt with the way she sort of puts them to the sword. The last furlong, she just really finds, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think we got the key to her now, just 3 weeks between runs, keeping her fresh and riding quiet. She shows a brilliant turn of foot. Scintillating really, but not too different to the stallion, the Coney, who was very similar.
It's interesting you say that. I spoke to David Hayes one day and said, what's the quickest horse you've ever trained? And I thought he'd come up with some of the great, real big names, but he said the fastest for the last 600 was Nakoni by far.
I'd believe it.
So obviously she's got a bit of dad's ability there. The last three runs before she had the let-up, she won two, and then at Warwick Farm, what happened there in the heavy Tem?
I'll put my hand up there and say, you know, she was racing like she was, you know, get over a bit more ground, so we thought we'd try over the 1400. But as it turned out, that day was a bottomless track to boot, and it was just too much of an effort over that distance on such a heavy track. But she gets through the wet well, but I think that's the key, keeping her really fresh to the short distances and using that turn of foot off a fast speed.
Now, John, she's great evidence that you don't have to spend an enormous amount of money to get a good horse, $20,000.
Yes, very cheap, and, you know, she's developing into a valuable mare, so it's been a very wise investment.
Well, I had a look at her pedigree. Her mother won four races, three were at Mildura and one at Kyneton. That was all. Her grandmother only won a race, and the next one was only placed.
So, well, that's why she was 20 grand.
That's it. Yeah, there you go. But yet they've all thrown good horses.
Yeah, look, she's just a runner, and she's each preparation she's sort of come back in, she's grown and lengthened and really developed into a nice mare, and I think there's plenty more wins in her.
Do you gallop her much between runs, and as you're saying, space the run, or do you just keep it ticking over and keep it fresh?
No, just keep it fresh. One, maybe two gallops between runs. After this one, she went up to the farm at Emerin Park for a week on the water walker and come back. And, yeah, she's a little bit, rejuvenated, and she's in great shape. Work on yesterday was super.
All right. Now, I've got to ask you, first seal, what's happening there?
Yeah, she's spelling. She'll just come back in for the autumn and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, she ran well for you this time in. Got the money there, second up?
Yeah, it was just a bit disappointing going into Flemington. We had a little bit of feet problems, and, you know, Flemington, I think on a bit of give in the track, we would have been fine, but the rock hard track that day found us out, and she got beat and pulled up a pretty tender. We'll just have to see how she comes back. But autumn will suit a bit more. You get softer tracks in the autumn.
And, John, sadly, you wouldn't have been Robinson Crusoe on those tracks they dished up the last 2 days of the carnival at Flemington. They were pretty solid, weren't they?
They were. I ran another horse, Dan Jew, down there, and he pulled up the same, very, very scratchy, and he came back to Sydney on a bit softer track there at Rose Hill the other day and ran super.
It must have been a huge thrill to John Hawkwood. You got him through to the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups, and that's a wonderful achievement.
Yeah, it was good. It was just a bit too classy for him there, but, you know, it was good to win a Group 1 for Paul and Waratah. They spend a lot of money on their team and their horses, and they're lovely people. And, it's good to see people that put a lot into racing get something back. He had a lot of fun, and he come down for both Cups and really enjoyed it. You know, it was a good experience.
Well, you've been involved in many good horses and with your time with Bart and so forth. And, I mean, still must be a hell of a thrill when you saddle one up for the Melbourne Cup, no matter what.
It's a special race to me, you know, working for the boss. You know, we won while I was there with you. And I don't think, you know, people realise, even racing people realise, the amount of people that that race reaches around the country and around the world. Everyone watches it, and it's just, you know, you win a Golden Slipper or a Cox Plate, racing people know it, but in a Melbourne Cup, you win a Melbourne Cup, everyone knows it. So it's just incredible the difference that it is, and that's why Bart's loved it so much. It's just it's just a whole new level of racing.
John, I've got to ask you, the day Vuden Bauer hit the line, did you think you'd won or not?
I did live, I got to say. I thought we got there.
Yeah.
Slow motion. Jeez. I thought, hello. But yeah, I was very relieved to get the win. And old boss gave me his, the view jacket when he got home from Melbourne, and I've still got it at home. And it's a special item.
It must be an unbelievable day that to stand there with the great man Bart Cummings and say we won the cup.
Yeah, no, it was good, great experience, and just give him a real kick along, and hopefully one day we can do it in our own right.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Well, good luck with Nieder on the weekend. How many runs this prep will you give her, do you think?
Just taking it one run at a time. She has been up a while. She's had two little freshens mid prep, but. Yeah, we'll just see how she goes and go from there. But, that's about it.
Would you look the autumn? Would you look at perhaps a race, down in Melbourne, down the straight? Or would you look at, would she be up to something like that? Or have you found something perhaps through the championship series?
I think we'll find out on Saturday. I think she's going really well, and it's another step up for her. It's a good, solid field of sort of list class horses. So we'll get a good guide on where we're at with her, and probably just guiding on how she goes in that is what we can aim for.
So she'll basically tell you, won't she?
Yep.
Yep, terrific. John, appreciate your time as always. Good luck Saturday. Let's hope she just puts another one together and keeps that picket fence going for you.
Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, John. John Thompson. Always great to catch up with him there. In the Adder, she's a very promising mare. And $20,000 by Nakoni out of Brookton Flash. And there you go. Just living proof that you don't have to go spending a fortune to come up with one that can gallop.